Sorry, this isn't a role play, you guys, but I need to just get some things out there just to get them out of my brain. And I'd rather just speak it than type it because typing can sometimes just be a little too much for me. So to those of you listening to this, thank you for listening. I know it's not a role play. I know that's what you guys are mostly here for, and I know I just produced two vlogs in a row, but those are more general vlogs for the general audience. And you guys are special. You guys really are. And it's not just because you give me money, it's because you chose to go out of your way to directly support me and interact with me on a regular basis, especially those of you who comment regularly and/or participate on my Discord server. It really all does mean a lot to me. It means a great deal to me. And I'm kind of making this because I've been in a bit of a slump all day. I had a rough morning where I was dealing with something stressful. And it kind of soured my mood for the whole day. Because when I woke up, I was all motivated. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna knock out some videos, maybe work on a commission. Everything's gonna be all hunky-dory and great. And then the stressful thing happened, and it ruined my mood for the whole day. I mean, D had off work today, but he had to run errands, but I was able to call him, and he was able to talk to me, and it calmed me down a bit, but it threw off my groove, and I've been spending the whole day trying to get the inspiration and get back on my groove, but it's been really hard, you guys. And I have a whole bunch of like racing thoughts, and this is part of my bipolar. I'm in what's called a mixed episode right now, where I'm both manic and depressed at the same time. So my manic brain is like, oh my gosh, 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 you gotta work on something, you gotta work on something, you gotta get something done. Finish something, come on, idiot, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, come on. And depressed brain is like, what's the point? No, don't. Just chill. There's no point to anything. No. It basically depressed brain just kills my motivation and it gets in the way of my creativity. It like makes a wall where it's just like, no. No creativity. No coming up with anything. And then when I go to be motivated, it's like, nope. Not gonna do that either. No motivation to finish what you started. Just be a lump. And meanwhile, manic brain is banging onto the walls like, no, 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 let me in, let me in, let me in, let me in. I want to get stuff done. I want to get too much done, actually. That's probably manic brain, is it wants to get too much done all at once. And it's really, really, really annoying and irritating. So basically, I have both of those literally at war with each other right now. So I ask you guys to give me some requests for, well, here's the caveat, requests for characters I've already done. Like, and also no copyrighted characters, please. Like, no characters from like Marvel or an anime or video game. Nothing that requires me to do research, please. But if there's any characters of mine that are your favorite and you want to see more of, toss some names out there. And please toss some scenario ideas out there too, because not only do I need to, think up of the characters I want to work on, but I want to think up on, scenarios for them and conversation pieces, because that also tends to be where I hit a block. Is when I come up, try to, I, like, I'll think of a character, but then I'm like, okay, I want to do something with this character, but what do I want to do with this character? Because sometimes the muse only takes me as far as, hey, I exist, I want to do something, but then I don't know what to do with them, and that kind of really sucks. Because I know I want to do something, I really, really, really want to do something. I just don't know what that something is exactly. And that's pretty rough. So if you have any ideas for one of my characters in a scenario, let me know in some comments and I'll take a look and see if it helps inspire me any. I am pretty bummed out because I wanted to spend today working on stuff because tomorrow, Dee is coming over tonight to spend the night because tomorrow I have an appointment with my psychiatrist all the way in the city, which is a good hour or so away. So it's an hour or so there, an hour at the appointment, and then I have to go put in for my prescriptions and pick those up, and then we're probably going to want to run some errands, and then it's an hour all the way back to where I live. So that's a whole day that I can't work on anything. And then on Friday, I have an appointment with my hairdresser to get my hair all fresh and ready for when I leave for work on Christmas Day. And that's in the afternoon, but because of how my hair is and the fact that I'm getting it colored, cut, and styled, it's an all-day affair. Like, I'll get there at like 1 or 2 and not be done until like 5 or 6 in the evening. That's happened to me before numerous times, even though my hairdresser is really, really good and knows my hair. That's just kind of how long it takes. And while I could try to get something done in the morning, I'll likely just be full of anxiety over my hair and like trying to think of what color I want, what style I want, and exactly what I want, and going through, pictures online and saving things to my phone to show her and being like, okay, I want something like this or something like that. What can you do? What can you come up with? I want your input, please, Miss Hairdresser Lady. I need some inspiration, help. And so that's probably going to be my Friday morning. So really, I only had yesterday, today, and then Thursday. Hopefully I get my mojo back on Thursday to knock something out. Because I really, really, really just want to make some stuff for you guys. I want to work. I want to be productive. I don't like feeling like this. I don't like these walls. I want to make things for you guys, and I want to make things that I know you guys will enjoy, especially you all who choose to directly support me. Your support really truly means a lot, and I'm really afraid of disappointing you. I think that's the real meat to this is I don't want to let you all down. And I don't want you to feel like you're spending your time and money on nothing. I'm just, I'm only human. I have, a disability. And I'm just doing my best to get by. But I feel like my best just isn't enough. And I hate to say this, but I need that reassurance that I am doing enough. And that you all are willing to be patient and understanding with me. Because I know you guys have been pretty patient and understanding so far. But I really hope you can continue to be patient and understanding with me. And support me. Because you all help a great deal. Your financial support has put my kid in school, which allows me this time during the day to try to work and get things done. Because I don't like to be someone who just lazes around the house doing nothing. That's not me. That's not my personality. I like to feel accomplished at the end of the day. And when I don't finish something, when I don't accomplish something, when I don't put something out there, then I feel like I wasted the day, and then I feel bad about myself afterwards. So that's kind of a big chunk of what I'm feeling right now. I feel like, and that's why I'm making this, because at least doing this little audio blog thing, at least putting this out there for you guys, at least this is something and not nothing. At least I put out something for you guys to listen to, even if all of you don't listen to it because you don't like this and you're only here for the role plays and the exclusives, which I totally, totally understand if you are. I mean, I get it. That's the whole point why I have this and why I have everything. But I feel like by putting this out there, I'll have done something And I didn't completely waste my entire day because my brain decided to be a butt and not let me do anything. Even though I started the day all motivated, I really did. I was like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to finish this. I'm going to finish that. I'm going to knock this out. It's all going to be good. And then, wham! Stressful thing happened. Gave me really, really, really bad anxiety. And that anxiety made me tired. So I took a nap. And after, I bet some of you recognize that ringtone. But it's okay. I will call him back in a bit. Unless he rings more than once, then I'm going to cut this short because it means there's likely an emergency. But if he only rings once, then he just wants to talk, and I can talk to him later. And yes, I know some of you recognize that ringtone. Know who it is. Anyway, that was kind of a funny interruption. You gotta find the little things to laugh at with your day. You really, really do. I wonder why he didn't just text me, or maybe he did. Ah, yes, I'm just gonna do some good old phone checking ASMR. Nope, no text. So I guess, unless he's gonna text me now, I guess it's not a super important thing or a question. Okay then. And he hasn't immediately called me back, so I guess it's not pressing. Anyway, sorry for that interruption. That happens during my streams. You don't watch my streams. It happens during the streams too. Oh, my phone will go off, and I'm like, well, poop. Poop on a stick. And have to take it. So, what was I talking about? I lost my train of thought. It just went wee right off the tracks. That's been kind of my day today. My brain is going wee all over the place. Oh, and so, yeah, so I had anxiety. I took a nap because my anxiety made me just so tired. And then I woke up and I lost all motivation from waking up from that nap. And so I tried to get myself to wake up by getting some coffee and coffee with. And this was a mistake. Four shots of espresso. And yeah, that did not go very well. It just made my heart race. And it made me have to go to the bathroom a lot. It did not help my motivation. It did wake me up. I was for sure awake all day today after that, but it did nothing for my motivation. It did nothing for my drive. It just made me have heart palpitations and have to keep going potty. So that was fun. That was an adventure. And then the rest of the day, I've just been dicking around trying to find inspiration and trying to get motivated. And it's just been really hard because, like I said earlier, I have those walls up from depression brain. And manic brain is pounding on them, and they're fighting each other, and I'm kind of caught in the middle of them fighting each other, and it's exhausting. It really is. I'm just like, nah, help, life, why you do this life? Why you do this brain? Why can't you just be a normal brain? Why you suck so hard, brain? Why can't you be a better brain? But that's my brain. It's a jerk sometimes. If you have a jerk brain, please let me know so I know I'm not alone with having a jerk brain. Because I do feel really bad that I haven't been as productive lately with making stuff that you guys want and you guys enjoy. I feel really, really bad, and I know a bunch of you are new and have a backlog to go through, but for those of you who've been here a while and want new stuff, I feel bad that I haven't produced a whole lot of new stuff for you, even though I do have a lot of ideas. I do. I just have these walls up and I can't seem to break past them right now, and it's really hard, and really frustrating and disheartening that I can't seem to do it, even though I really want to. So, like I said before, if you have particular characters you want to see more of and scenarios you'd like to see, please let me know in some comments. Let's have a nice, healthy conversation because not a whole lot of stuff goes on in my comments here, and it's kind of sad. So, I'd like to see some more chatter. I feel like it would be nice to see some chatter going on and some ideas being thrown around. Because, above all else, I'd like to think that this is a community, and a community where we can all come together with common interests and things we enjoy. And we can have nice, fruitful, healthy conversations. And so, please, if you have ideas for characters and scenarios, please let me know in some comments. And also, if you have just have a jerk brain like I do, let me know I'm not alone. And just please, if you can, if you feel this way, give me the reassurance that I'm not a waste of space, that I am doing enough, because I am beating myself up pretty hard. I'm not looking for pity. I'm not, this isn't a pity party. I'm not being all woe is me, because, I know a lot of you work really hard doing other things, things that I know I certainly couldn't do. And I greatly appreciate your hard work with what you do with your lives. I really do. And I wouldn't be where I am right now without you guys. And I sincerely mean that. But I just would like some assurance that I am enough. And I'm doing enough. Because right now, lately, I just haven't been feeling that way. I haven't feel like that I've been doing enough. And I'm probably going to talk about this with my psychiatrist tomorrow. He doesn't really understand YouTube or what I do, but I basically explain it's a creative thing. So he's been trying to help me with it, but it's been hard. And my meds are working, but they're not working as well as they could. So I think there might be yet another change in dose, which I'm not looking forward to. I don't know if you guys know this, even though I think I mentioned it in a vlog, but I only get 6 hours of sleep max a night, and that's due to my meds. Like, literally, I'll get 4 to 6 hours of sleep and wake up and be awake. And only fall back asleep or take a nap if I have, like, an anxiety attack and it makes me sleepy. Or I happen to be in a major depressive episode and I get sleepy from that because it does happen even with my meds. As you all have noticed, from mid-October throughout November into early December. And I'm really sorry about that, but I can't exactly help my body and I can't exactly help my brain either, which really sucks. I wish I could. I'd give anything to be able to control this better. I'd give anything to just be more of a normal functioning human being, to be honest. But I'm not. I have my limitations, and they kind of really suck sometimes, but that's life. It is what it is. So, yeah. Aeroplane! Meow. Meow. It's a little plane. Sometimes fighter jets fly over my house from the nearby base, and they're really loud. But I haven't heard any lately. I wonder what they're doing. I wonder what the jets are doing right now. See what I mean by my brain being all over the place? It really is all over the place. You know what I haven't done in a while? And I'm gonna explain why. I haven't done Sugar Bell the Stoner Echo in a while. And I'll explain why for real quick before I decide to sign off because this is getting pretty long. I haven't actually smoked weed in a while. And even though it helps me, it actually does wonders for my anxiety way more than my meds do. And that's because D, because of his military career, is just deathly afraid of coming into any contact with weed and popping on a piss test. Like, he even just smells weed and he goes into an anxiety frenzy over it. So I decided to basically stop smoking weed, even if I'm not smoking it around him. Because if he smells it, even, like, because sometimes I'll smoke and there'll still be just a little bit of smell in the air. Even though I put it out and cleaned out my pipe, there'll still be a smell in the air. And he'll just smell it and be like, oh no, oh no. And yeah, I can't deal with that. And because of where I live, I'm afraid of smoking it outside because I don't want the smell to go wafting and wee woo, wee woo, wee woo. If you know what I mean. Because I don't live in a state where it's exactly legal. So, because of that, I haven't smoked in a while, but I would like to do that again in the future. Maybe I'll do Drunk Necco. Let me know in the comments if you would like to see Drunk Necco. This is just gonna be, I hope this is a nice, just hodgepodge of a comment section with just your ideas and your thoughts. I would really love that. I would love to see over 20 comments on this post. That'd be great. Just with your ideas. So maybe I could do Drunk Necco. So let me know if you would like that. Let me know if you'd just like me to get shit-faced and see if I can even turn on my mic and set up to record and just be drunk. And be drunk as a Necco. So let me know if you like that idea. Or if you don't want me to get alcohol poisoning. Because that's what it sounds like would happen. Unless I just drink a lot of beer chan. But that's not as fun as drinking liquor, you know? Liquor gets me nice and just shwasted. I don't know why I said that. Why did I say shwasted? That's so weird and lame. I'm lame. Okay, this has gone on long enough. I've rambled long enough. I think you all have gotten my point. Please just give me some comments and let me know you exist and are listening. I'd really appreciate it. Thank you all so much for listening to this just lump of bullshit, and I'm sorry I haven't been more productive. But I think this has helped a bit. This has gotten a bit of a weight off my chest. And so, again, thank you so much for listening. If you've listened to this all the way through, it really means a lot. Y'all are awesome, and I love you bunches, okay? Okay. Catch you all next time. Bye-bye. Do-do-do-do-do. Oh, where is the off button on this? I dropped the recorder and I can't find it. Where did it go? Where did it go? Where did it go? Where did it go? Oh, there it is. Okay. Later, everybody.